It's a beautiful day. Today we're going to be learning more about paying attention to detail with The Accidental Car Thief by Jack F.
My name is Jack. I'm 6 years old. I live in Bethel Park. The name of my story is The Accidental Car Thief. One day, the squirrel family went to swimming lessons. After, they went to find their car in the parking lot. The mommy squirrel saw it. It was a little gray, but not too gray, and looked exactly like their car. The mommy squirrel stepped on keys that were on the ground, and the door opened. Brother and sister squirrel got into their seats, and mommy got into the car, and they drove away. At that moment, the chipmunk family arrived. They were also done with their swimming lessons. They went to look for their car and said, "Where's our car?" So the chipmunk family called the police badgers and said, "Someone stole our car." The squirrel family ran a few errands. They went to the mall, got brother squirrel a haircut, and then they went to the bank. When they came out of the bank, they saw the police badgers and the chipmunk family had found them. Mommy squirrel realized what had happened and said, "I'm sorry. It was an accident, and I will never do it again." She went to give back the chipmunk's keys and realized that she had dropped them at the bank. Then they all laughed.
We just finished swimming. Excitement was brimming. My family was in a hurry. Saw a car looked just like ours, and then Mama almost tripped over the key. Soon the chipmunks were through with their swim lesson too. Their car was nowhere around. They were stunned, they called 911. 'Twas a mystery, would their car ever be found? Meanwhile, us squirrels were driving around the mall, a haircut, the bank. There those police stopped us, surely they knew we didn't mean to prank. When Mom saw our mistake, said sorry, gave handshakes, then went to return them the key. It was gone, disappeared, come on! Like those chipmunks, she had dropped it! Hee-hee-hee!
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story. Chloe and Sam were twin sisters who lived in the same room since the day they were born. Sam's side was, and Chloe's side was. Sam's favorite animal was, and Chloe's favorite animal was. It was normally very easy to tell which things belonged to which sister. One day, though, things were different. It was their birthday, and their great aunt was coming to visit. She brought them both bags filled with candy and a gift. They were purses. They were both super excited until they realized the purses were exactly the same. They to their mother, who simply laughed and said, "Looks like you'll just have to be careful." The very next day, Chloe went to and took her purse. She spent all dollars that she found inside. Sam did not go with Chloe, but instead went to and used up all the chapstick she found inside of her purse. When they both home, they realized they had each other's purse. They and giggled and returned the bags, being sure to write their names on the inside immediately.
Listening to this episode of It's a Beautiful Day. Remember to check out our website at www.wqed.org/education/writerscontest to download the stories from today's podcast and view additional resources from the WQED Writers Contest.